Well, hello. This is Senior National Sales Director Cindy Fox. I am so psyched about our call today and our featured speaker. If anybody is an absolute authority to share with us about the subject of Cadillacs, pink Cadillacs, it's this lady. Cheryl Warfield joined Mary Kay in May of 1973. She debuted as a sales director in December of 1974. She became a senior director in November of 1976. From 1979 until 1982, the Warfield unit ranked in the top 10 in the entire nation. She has won pink Cadillacs every year since 1978. That's 35 years of free Cadillac driving. In 1982, Cheryl debuted as the 31st National Sales Director at just 31 years of age, just 9 short years from the day that she joined Mary Kay. There are 6 National Sales Directors in the Warfield family, including Cheryl. There's Senior National Sales Director Glenda McGuire from Lenoir, North Carolina, and her first offspring National Sales Director Kristen Myers of Cana, Virginia. Also National Sales Director Sylvia Kalikak from Orlando, Florida. National Sales Director Kathy Littlejohn from St. Petersburg, Florida, and Cheryl's newest National Sales Director, Beth Pylon from Valdosta, Georgia. Cheryl's goal is to have 20 National Sales Directors in the Warfield family in the next 2 years. To name a few prizes, just a few, that Cheryl has won in her Mary Kay career, 2 full-length mink coats, 3 top 10 director diamond cluster rings, 1 half-million-dollar club ring with 41 diamonds totaling 4.8 carats, a completely filled 12-carat NSD bracelet, and is now earning diamond drops on her NSD necklace. Cheryl has won 34 free trips through Mary Kay, Spain and Africa, 3 trips to Bermuda, 3 trips to Hawaii, a cruise on the Love Boat to Acapulco, 1 week at the La Costa Spa in San Diego, 1 week at the Greenbrier Resort, 1 week at Whistler's Resort in Vancouver, followed by an Alaskan cruise, a week in Paris, a week on the Tahitian Island cruise, an all-around-the-world trip including Singapore, Bali, Thailand, and Hong Kong, a trip to Monte Carlo, a windsurf cruise from Rome to Venice, a 7-day cruise to the Greek Isles in Turkey, a trip to the island of Crete, a 10-day trip to Sardinia and Switzerland, a trip to New York City where her picture was put in lights on Times Square, a week in Paris followed by a Baltic cruise, a trip to Prague in Austria, a week in Australia's Great Hayman Island and Sydney, a week at the Ritz-Carlton in Berlin, Germany, followed by a British Isle cruise, a trip to Venice and Milan, Italy, and a trip to Budapest, Hungary, followed by a Greek Isle cruise. This year is Mary Kay's 50th anniversary celebration. And, of course, she, as an Inner Circle National, won the trip to Shanghai and, of course, Beijing, China. Her top monthly check has been over $61,000 for 1 month. She's earned over $8 million in total earnings so far. She is an elite member of Mary Kay's Inner Circle 13 years in a row, which has only a total of 21 members in the entire Mary Kay sales force. Y'all need to know that. There's only 21 Inner Circle Nationals. So this is a very special thing that we're getting to sit at the feet of an Inner Circle National today. The Warfield area did more than $29 million in sales this year with over 5,000 beauty consultants and directors in her national area. Cheryl is a charter member of the National Sales Director Advisory Board. She was invited to teach at Mary Kay's International Summit in Switzerland and Australia and was the keynote speaker and teacher at the Leadership Conference in Moscow, Russia. Cheryl was asked to teach at the Asian Pacific Future National Sales Director Conference, which was held in Singapore, and she was just recently a teacher at the European NSD Summit held in Monte Carlo. Cheryl is married to Rob, who retired at age 44 as a senior vice president of Bank of America. They have 2 daughters. I hope I'm saying this right, Cheryl. Is it Janann, okay, who is a sales director in Mary Kay and the mother of their 3 grandchildren. And Carissa is a freelance photographer and graphic designer and the office manager for the Warfield National Area. Please join me in welcoming the number 2 National Sales Director, the Pearl Division, Inner Circle National Executive National Sales Director, Cheryl Warfield.
Well, there. Good morning. What an introduction. That makes you feel like a superstar on a Monday morning. How fun. Thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you for allowing me to be on the call this morning and work out all the details. I know we had to scramble around. And, you know, one thing I like about you, Cindy, is that plan A, is if it doesn't work, you're okay with plan B. Because, as you know, Beth Pyland was supposed to be on your call this morning, so you're wondering why it's me. But Beth Pyland had agreed to be on two calls today, and so she couldn't be two places at once, and so I am her dovetail. And so I'm thrilled to be on the call, and probably I believe that Beth will be on the call next week, and you will not want to miss it. Beth Pyland's passion is amazing, and it's contagious. And so after you hear from her, you will want to be a national sales director. I can promise you that. I just had the privilege of spending the weekend with our six national sales directors in Dallas, and even though we were frozen in with no electricity at our hotel and ice storms everywhere, it was one of the most powerful events that we've ever had, because truly, when you do take a lemon and make lemonade, you know, God will bless those things. And so it was exciting to hear from Beth, and you're going to love hearing from her. I can promise you that. I have a couple of quick things I want to just say before I get started, because I know this call is about earning a pink Cadillac by Christmas, and I believe every director deserves a pink Cadillac. I believe that every director, Mary Kay created this program for directors to have, and sometimes the reason we aren't in that pink Cadillac is just because we don't believe we deserve it. And so I hope that you will change your thinking and for you and your family. If you have children, I think one of the most important gifts you can give your children is when your children, you know, they will say, you know, they find out that you do Mary Kay. Your children's friends will say, oh, isn't that the company with pink Cadillac? Does your mom have a pink Cadillac? And my absolute desire is that when your child can say, well, as a matter of fact, my mom does drive a pink Cadillac. That's my desire for each and every one of you, because that's a wonderful thing to be able to give our children is the victory of our success. But before I get to that, I have a couple of things. First of all, I want to make sure that everyone has voted for David Hall for the CEO of, I know they call us MLMs, which we are not, a multi-level marketing MLM, but the world puts us in one category. And so there is a promotion or contest thing going out there right now for the number one CEO of MLMs. And what we want to do is make sure that David Hall wins this, because that would give us, as a company, of course, as well, tremendous recognition. And some company out of, I don't know, Europe somewhere is winning, and there really are multi-level marketing, where people who say, I've just got a $4 million check, and then what they don't tell you is they have to divide that $4 million with their downline, so they don't really earn the $4 million. It's not like Mary Kay, when a national says she's earned, like we've earned $8 million, I didn't have to give anything to anybody. I kept it all. And because my company pays the people who, you know, are on my team, I don't have to pay it downward. And so our marketing plan is certainly the best of the best of the best. And with over 1 million Mary Kay consultants and directors, it is sad to say that only 1,000 votes have been sent in for David Hall. So we just have to change that. We just have to change that. So it is on the website called www.businessforhome.org, and we need to go on there and vote for the Business for Home top MLM CEO in the world, and vote for David Hall. So that's the first thing that I want to make sure that everybody has done that. The website again is www.businessforhome.org. And so make sure you've done that and voted for David Hall, because it really is a vote for us. It's a vote for all of us, and that the world will see it. And so then it's a backslash after that, 2013, backslash 11, backslash, anyway, you'll see it, the top direct selling CEO in the world poll. And so anyway, make sure you get that, and if you don't know, then contact the company, because they can give you the information. The poll is going to close on December 31st, and so you want to make sure that you get that vote in. And then the second thing that I want to say is one of my offsprings, one of my first lines, has put a recording on the Cadillac hotline. There's a Cadillac hotline. I don't know if any of y'all have this number, called Cadillac Connection. They have a daily hotline, and it's Cadillac directors who are sharing what they want to share with you on how you can be a pink Cadillac director and ideas. And my director, my first line director, Linda Rousey, has put out a call for everybody on how to finish your star consultant order this week, even if you don't have a penny in right now. even if your consultant doesn't even have $1 toward that, how she can do it this week. And so make sure you get on that call. I'll give you the number if you're interested. You might already have it, but let me just give it to you. It is 641. I hope this is okay with you, Cindy, if I give this number out for everybody to have. But this is 641-715-3800. The access code is 67990, and then the pound, and then the extension is 3. And so you can listen to that call, and Linda Rousey is so good. She always has tons of star consultants, and she always, at the last minute, is when people begin to listen. And so this is when she comes up with all of her wonderful stories and ideas on how she's done it and how you, too, can make these things happen. So I want to share that, you know, share those things with all of you, okay? All right, well, what I'd like to do is I want to talk to you just about how to have a Cadillac by Christmas for sure, because I do believe that you deserve that. I really do. And one of the thoughts I want to do is just start out with this, and this is really the only thing I really need to say, but I have a couple other things I want to share. But this is what I want to say. We know how we sit down with our customers. We sit down with our customers and we help them do holiday shopping. We say we do an open house or we do it one-on-one with our customers and we help them make a list of everyone they're going to buy for. Is that right? You know, grandmothers, aunts, all the women, even the men, teenagers, you know, they all need the, you know, acne treatment program and all the things. And we help them make a list. And then we tell them, we find out how much they want to spend. And then we show them what Mary Kay offers in that price range. And I think that's a wonderful thing to do with our customers. But here's what I would like to see. And sometimes I think we forget to do this because we just assume our consultants are doing this. And what I have to tell you is they're not. And so what I would like to see each and every director do is sit down with each of your consultants and have them make a list of all their family that they want to buy gifts for and need to buy gifts for, and then show them the Mary Kay products. And first of all, say to them, how would you like to have, you know, a website that comes available to you that you can buy all your family gifts at 50%? Would you be interested in having such a program? And of course, everybody would like to have a website that they can go on and buy all their family gifts at 50%. But as a consultant, sometimes we don't give value to something we are selling. We give value to other things. But if we would like to be able to give our family twice as much by paying only half, then making a list for them of every aunt, every uncle, grandmothers, mothers, unless they are also a consultant, sisters, everybody. Many times consultants do not give their family members, they do not give Mary Kay as a gift. And I remember when I was a brand new consultant, you know, I made that mistake. I gave gifts to my family, you know, and sent them off, you know, in the mail to everybody. And I had one of my sisters, I have two sisters, but neither one of them was in Mary Kay at the time, but I had one of my sisters say, I love the sweater that you sent me, but I was hoping that you would give me Mary Kay. I'm so sad that it wasn't Mary Kay. I've always wanted to try Mary Kay. And see, she didn't live anywhere near me, so I'd never given her facial. And it was a big lesson for me to learn that, wow, they've heard we're selling Mary Kay and they haven't had a chance to try it maybe, or maybe they have tried it, but what a great lesson it was for me to realize that the best gift I could give my family and neighbors and friends and coworkers, the best gift would be Mary Kay. And so wouldn't it be great if you had a conference call with all of your unit members or even put together an email and just made a list of categories just like we do for our customers and did the same thing for our consultants. And what if our consultants said, you know, oh, you know, my husband really wants something else and my kids want something else, but they did happen to get teacher gifts and neighbor gifts and did some things like that with Mary Kay. They could probably put together about a 200 wholesale order, even if they didn't give it to immediate family, but just neighbors and hostess gifts as they're going to Christmas parties and that kind of thing, a 200 wholesale order. Well, think about that. You know, if you have 50 unit members and each one of them placed a 200 wholesale order this week, because they do have to order it this week to get it in time for Christmas, if they ordered 200 wholesale this week, 50 unit members, that is 10,000 wholesale production that would go in just from your unit members doing ordering for their own family and neighbors and friends. And add that to the production you've already got and any new recruits that you'll have along the way, and you've got some momentum going and some extra production that maybe you have hadn't thought about. And, you know, not all of them will stop with just 200. Some will go to 300, 400, 500, 600. And some could even finish their star doing that. And so I just want you to think about that, because I think sometimes we assume that our consultants are doing that. And in reality, what I see is they aren't. They're out shopping by, they're at the, you know, Black Friday sales, but they're not giving Mary Kay. And what we want them to do is spread the Mary Kay out to everybody. And I dare say there's very few people that we cannot fit a Mary Kay gift. You know, what if, you know, just even every uncle that you have giving his wife a pillow gift, you know, a Christmas gift on Christmas morning, a pillow gift. You know, if you like your brother or your uncle or anybody in your family, wouldn't you like them to be the hero in their household? And so to have a pillow gift for their wife or their girlfriend, you know, just that alone, if you happen to know, you know, 10 men and the men each spend $50, you know, then there you are, there's some more. So just thinking creatively, I think that what happens to most people is they say in their head all the negative things that are going on in their life, and instead of the positive things that can be, that can happen. And so what we have to do is do the positive things, make positive things, think positive. What if it did work instead of it's not working, which is so many times, which is what our thinking is. But let me get to our training. I want to tell you about 20 things that I've learned from Mary Kay, some leadership qualities that Mary Kay has taught me. I'm putting together some notes for a class that I'm teaching at Leadership Conference, and I want to share this with you. You know, what you believe is so powerful that it can mean a life of bondage and defeat, or it can give you a life of freedom and victory. Right believing will produce right results. You know, we must place all those thoughts and words that are filled with defeat, and we must replace them with the words of victory and success. Because, you know, our mind is a funny thing. It can believe things that are not true, and that belief can stop us from accomplishing great things. Let me give you an example of how powerful our mind is and how powerful our beliefs determine our outcome and results. And you might think, well, my mind is just fine. You know, my beliefs are positive, but let me just give you an idea. In 1954, it was thought and believed that if you ran a mile in less than four minutes, your heart would explode and you would die. That's what they thought before 1954. All the way through the Olympics, even as far back as the Greeks, this was the known reality. You know, it's sort of thinking like the world was square. You know, it was the known reality. Well, today, we think that's the most absurd thing in the world. People run a mile in less than 4 minutes all the time. But years ago, it was different. Roger Bannister was the first to run that mile in less than 4 minutes. And he actually had a friend pace him so that he could do this. And his friend would be by his side in case, because he still wasn't sure his heart would explode. And if it would, he wanted someone right there to take care of him. So even as he was doing it, he still didn't believe it. And do you ever have that happen for you? Even as you're doing it, you still don't believe it, but you're willing to go through the motions. And that's what he did. And in 1954, he did break the record and ran that mile in less than 4 minutes. And his heart did not explode, and he did not die. And it's interesting, before the end of that same year, 27 other people ran that mile in less than 4 minutes. Hundreds of thousands of years had gone by where no one could break that barrier. No one could do it. And then that day, that moment, everything changed. And so what we have to do is, I want to ask you, if what you're believing, is it true? Or, you know, sometimes what we think we know is not true. And so here's what I know. If you're doing all the right things and it's not working, if you're holding sales meetings and you're inviting guests and you're, you know, having a positive spirit and you're dressing right and your attitude's good, here's what I know. If you're doing all the right things and it's not working, no one's moving up, your unit's not growing, you never have any DIQs, then here's the deal. It's your belief and your words that are holding you back. And here's the good news about that. Those things can be changed. Your belief and your words can be changed. Just like Roger Bannister changed his belief, you can change yours. And so how do we do that? We have to start believing bigger, and then we have to do it more often. We have to speak our future, even if we think it's absurd. My favorite book, what I'm reading right now, is a book that Beth Pylon gave me. It's called The Tongue by Charles Capps. And it's just, you know, it's not very expensive. I bought it on a Christian website. Charles Capps has written the book. But in the book, it talks about that what we say and how important it is what we say, and that what, and it's just a great book. You need to get a copy and read it. In new NSD Leah Carter's seminar speech, she said that someone asked her this question: how is leading an NSD area different than leading as a director? And her answer was this: it's not a different system, it's not a great promotion, it's how an NSD thinks. It's not what I did, it's how I think. And so I've learned one thing that makes people more successful than anything else, whether that success is a person, personal, financial, or spiritual. The one thing that makes people more successful than anything else is developing leadership. If you want to lead an army of thousands, or you just want to be in control of your own destiny, everyone has to learn to be a leader. It is a learned trait. We are leaders as parents, as teachers, as coaches, as friends. How we use our leadership and how we grow our leadership qualities help us in every part of our life. So the question is, how do I become a strong leader? Well, we build ourselves into one. And one of the most important things that Mary Kay asked of independent sales directors and national sales directors was to continue building leaders so that our company will grow into the future. You know, the company promotion is to get on the wall, to have every single director have at least one offspring. And I don't think that is too much to ask. Mary Kay asked us to do this, to pass it on. She said, good people become leaders. And these are the 20 characteristics that she said it takes to be a good leader. Number one, leaders are disciplined people. Number two, leaders are easily self-motivated. Number three, leaders accept personal responsibility for their success and their failures. Number four, leaders set themselves apart by striving for excellence every day. Everyone makes mistakes, but leaders strive for excellence despite the mistakes that have been made. Number five, leaders are flexible. Just like today, Beth Pilon was going to be on the call today and things didn't work out. Cindy worked it all out. Leaders are flexible and they don't complain. They just make things happen. Number six, leaders know everything has a price tag paid in personal effort. Nothing is free, not even failure. So enjoy the price of success. Number seven, leaders know the value of enthusiasm. Mary Kay used to say, if it ain't showing, it ain't going. Leaders are excited, and it shows. After all, you can't have enthusiasm without the ending, IASM, which stands for I am sold myself. Number eight, leaders make other people feel important. They put the spotlight on others. Number nine, leaders think about what they say before they say it. They understand the power and the effect of words. Number 10, leaders are goal setters. They set goals and they work them until they're completed. They work them until they're completed. One more time, they work them until they're completed, even if things go wrong. They take the ups and they take the downs and they stay the course. They know that deadlines may change, but the goal remains the same. Number 11, leaders handle their emotions with intelligence and common sense. They dump the drama. They choose to live a victimless life. You know, they act on their will, not their emotions. It's really important that we understand that. Leaders learn to cope. Number 12, leaders find a way, and they don't usually give up. Number 13, leaders want to succeed. Always remember, they have a desire to be better. Their success isn't being better than anyone else. It's being better than they used to be. Number 14, leaders are not always in a crisis. Leaders don't have problems. They have situations with solutions, but they're not problems. A problem is something you're looking at and you're thinking, poor me. A situation has solutions, and you move forward through them. Number 15, leaders accept and seek responsibility cheerfully. They have an attitude of whatever it takes. There is a difference between what is required and what is inspired. Number 16, leaders have a positive attitude and they work to keep it. Number 17, here's a good one, leaders do not gossip. Number 18, leaders keep their word. They're under promise. They under promise and they over deliver. They under promise and they over deliver. Number 19, leaders lead their people by their own example and never expect their people to do anything that they haven't done themselves. It doesn't mean that you have to hold a 10-show week every time you ask your people to hold a 10-show week, but the fact that you know that a 10-show week would be something they should be doing, then it is your responsibility to be able to help them step up. And you know you could do that if you wanted to or needed to. Number 20, leaders are never critical or sharp-spoken. That's what leader's all about. And then a couple others that Mary Kay have taught me, leaders show up suited and ready to go no matter what the circumstances are. Leaders carry the vision of where the team is going, and they are the keepers of the dream. And most of all, leadership is developed daily, but not in a day, daily. Every single day, leadership is created. One of the things that Mary Kay taught us, the eight qualities of the rules of success are, number one, to be a dreamer, to have a sense of greatness and an attitude of, I can do anything, to see it in your mind as if it's already been completed. Do you see that pink Cadillac in the driveway? Have you set the date for when it comes in March for your whole family and everybody to be in town to be at that celebration? Because if you tell them right now spring break is this such and such date, and I believe the pink Cadillac will be in time, so plan to fly down right at that time. Now, if you've told your family to fly down to come to your Cadillac celebration in March, then you flat well know that in December you better win it, because you've got people planning to fly in to see that. Back yourself into a corner as if it's already completed. And then number two, a rule for success, Mary Kay said, work. Being a workaholic is not all bad. Mary Kay would totally say that she was a workaholic and she loved what she did. She said having an I will is more important than an IQ. And nothing happens until we work. It takes total dedication to achieve your goal. That doesn't mean you can't have a life. It doesn't mean that you don't go to the Christmas parties and watch your children perform at school plays. But it does mean that when you work all out. A dedicated director can do in 1 hour what another person takes a dreary, dreamy day all day long to do. Because when you're focused, you can do it quickly. So number three is to develop that sense of urgency. Join the Din Din Club. Do it now, do it now, do it now. Number four, be enthusiastic. Have the enthusiasm of a new consultant. You know, enthusiasm bypasses the subconscious mind. Enthusiasm makes us think we can do something that if we stop to think about it, we probably couldn't do it. Mary Kay would always say, I prefer enthusiasm over technique. Act enthusiastic and you will become enthusiastic. And then number five, she would teach us, attitude is so important. Don't be afraid to fail. They said that Thomas Edison had thousands of failures on his journey to discovering the light bulb, but he failed forward, just like we will. Number six, have a great high self-esteem. Not that you're a snob and not that anyone, you know, that you think you're better than anyone else, but just keep working on yourself so that you can succeed, because every day in every way we're getting better and better and better. So raise your deserve level. Number seven, have a belief in God and tap into that power. Tap into that power. It's really important to tap in. Mary Kay did, and we need to do that too. And then number eight, Mary Kay once said, if directors are such great recruiters, why is it that we have units where the directors have less than 10 personal recruits? If directors are such great recruiters, why is it that there are units that have less than 30 people? And then she went on to say, are you a rusty recruiter? As a director, we have to assume if you have less than 20 or 30 personal recruits on your team. This is what she said. I will quote what she said. We must assume that directors don't know how to recruit if they have less than 20 or 30 personal recruits at all times. Wow. So if you don't have 50 or more personal recruits on your team, are you giving your leadership away to your unit and therefore you don't like your unit because someone else recruited them? And I wonder, And so during the holidays, one of the things I think is really, really, really important is to get husbands involved, get the men involved with what's going on. And so I suggest that one of the things you do is have a covered dish supper. You know, I am from the Doretha Dingler National Family, and one of the things she taught us to do to get the men involved, you have to feed them. Have to feed them. And so she taught me that once a month to have a covered dish supper at my house and to recognize the consultants who are working in front of their husbands. And so what we would do, she said, it's amazing how men get tired of their wives cooking and they just love to have somebody else's cooking. And so have a covered dish supper at your house. And you have to remember, when I was as I became a national sales director, we lived in a very small 1,800 square foot home. It was a very small home, and yet we could squeeze 80 people into that home for a covered dish supper. People didn't really care about sitting down, or they'd sit on the floor, they'd bring folding chairs, but we would squeeze people into that house. And then we would feed everybody. We'd have the men go first. Always had a covered dish supper. The men got to eat first, honoring those men and the support that they would come to the covered dish supper and feeding the men. And then everybody sat around and ate the food. And while they were eating, then Rob and I would do recognition. And I would recognize anyone who had done anything during the month, you know, and give a ribbon for it, Miss Outstanding, Miss Image, whatever, give a ribbon for having done anything. Any prizes that I had to award from the month prior, I would give that out. And what we found is that men are very competitive. They like to be number one. They like to win, sometimes more than their wives like to win. And when they find that other women were getting recognition, on the way home, the husband would say, "Listen, honey, you're as good as those women are, how come you're not getting an award?" And she would say, "Well, because you always want dinner on the table." And, you know, and he'd say, "Hey, listen, the next month when they announce that covered dish for next month, and when we go back next month, I want you to get an award. So I don't really care. You go out there and you make it happen." And so a lot of times what would happen, and Doretha was so smart, is that a lot of times the men would be pushing their wives out the door after that covered dish supper because they wanted to come back the next month with a wife that was a winner. Not a wife that just sat there and, you know, and didn't get any awards. And so Doretha was very smart to get the men involved. And then after the covered dish supper, then Rob would take all the men into another room, and they would just, you know, do men things. They'd talk about football. I mean, today, the kind of things, Kristen Meyer's husband has put together a fantasy football game team, and all the men, you know, putting it together and all that kind of thing. They get involved from a fun standpoint. They don't really care about the Mary Kay marketer plan. They don't think their wife's going to make it anyway. They're kind of a negative about it. Just getting them where they have something fun to look forward for the men themselves and that they want to come back. And so then the next month, if they had their own little fantasy football things or whatever was going on, then the next month when they came back, then they had something to come back for themselves and then watching their wife be a part of it. So I really recommend that you do that. My husband really was not one to tell everybody how wonderful the Mary Kay marketing plan was. He's not that kind of guy that would just stand there and trying to tell people, you should let, you know, your wife should be doing this too. He just talked to the men about men things. Now, I know other husbands did it differently. Other husbands would go through the marketing plan and explain how things worked and all that kind of thing. It doesn't make any difference what your husband does. You know, just the fact that you get the men to come back and come back. I will tell you that the way my husband got supportive is because somebody did sit down and tell him how a Mary Kay sales director made her money. And I was a consultant who didn't want to recruit and didn't want to move up. I didn't think that Mary Kay was my future, but when my husband heard the marketing plan of how much money a Mary Kay sales director made, from that day on, he would say to me, "You know, you're as smart as they are, and you should be a Mary Kay sales director." And he really didn't care if I was going to be a Mary Kay sales director. He heard about the money, and he knew that a director made more money than a consultant. And if I was going to do this, might as well do it at the level we're going to make the most money. And so that is the day that he got supportive, and he would say, "What are you doing home tonight? You know, directors make more money than consultants. You know, when are you going to be a director?" And so he didn't get involved of how I was going to do it or what was going to happen. He just knew there was more money involved. And, you know, Doretha used to tell us that men are only interested in just three things. You know, they like food, they like money, and you know what the other one is. And so if you can take care of making sure that you make enough money that men will get excited, then they will be behind you 100%. And so that was really important, and I learned to do that. And so I think it's important to make a goal poster. I think you need to put it everywhere. Let your husband see it. Let your children see it. Put dates on it of when things are going to happen so that your children will make you accountable. Mom, I thought you were going to have a pink Cadillac by Christmas. You know, are you almost finished, Mom? Because they don't know the activity it takes. They just know that you said you were going to do it. And you know what I know is that if we tell our family we're going to do something, we're flat well going to make it happen. And then last, I just want to tell you three things that Doretha taught me that really were important that changed my life. These three things, there was never a conversation that I had with Doretha Dingler that she did not say one of these three things. I'm telling you, she always brought all three of them up every conversation. And I have labeled them the three F's. That's what I call them. And I, you know, whenever I had a conversation, I would just wait for them to happen. I knew she was going to talk to me about these three F's. And the first one, she would ask me, how's Rob? How are the children? She would always ask about the family. Did I have family support? Because if I did not have family support, I'd be full of guilt, full of everything, and I wouldn't be able to go out the door. And so she taught me to put envelopes on the refrigerator with what each one of them wanted, even my husband, things they wanted, and that I would, Mary Kay, with the extra money with Mary Kay, would provide. And so my children had sat them down with a catalog and had them pick out what they wanted. And every time I held a party, they got a dollar in the envelope toward what they wanted, as long as they didn't cry and whimper as I walked out the door. I don't know if your children are little and they cry when you leave. I realized they never cried when Rob went to work. They only cried when I went to work. And so I had to get them involved. And so I remember when my oldest daughter wanted roller skates, and she had put money in, and then I was on the way out to the door to hold a party, and they were helping me pack the car, and I pulled out my dollars, and my youngest daughter started to whimper, and my oldest daughter slapped her hand right across my daughter's mouth and closed her lips and said, "Do not cry, do not cry. This is my last dollar to get my roller skates." And so they were absolutely involved in what they, what was in it for them. And, you know, my husband, at the same time, you know, one of the things that many of y'all know is I bought him a yellow Porsche one day and just, drove it home from the dealership and had him see what Mary Kay could provide for him. There's all sorts of things that involved that you can do for your family, and you really can do it. So number one, you know, get your family support. And number two, are you free to work? You know, people say, well, I'll hire a housekeeper as soon as I can afford one. And, you know, Mary Kay was a coupon clipper. Do you all agree she was one of the most frugal people you'll ever know? She clipped coupons. She did everything she could to save money. And yet, the very first thing that she taught us in the consultant's guide was to hire someone to help to clean the house. You know, she used to say, your husband doesn't care who irons their shirts as long as they're ironed. Of course, that's back in the days where people ironed shirts. And, of course, that you might not relate to that today, but the point is still the point. See, you know, your husband doesn't care who vacuums the floor as long as when he comes home that it's clean, or who cooks the dinner as long as it's cooked. And so she taught us to free ourselves up to work. And you might say, well, I'm not doing enough, Mary Kay. I can do those things. And yes, I know you think your middle name is Wonder Woman and that you can do it all. That's how women are wired. But the truth is that your best self? Is that, or do you resent it as you're having to clean the toilets and do everything? Because the truth is, someone else could use some income too. So if you'll hold just one extra party, then you can hire that person to come and clean your house, and you're doing something fun while she's cleaning your toilets. And so that, and then you share the wealth, and then you have some freedom. And so it was very important. Doretha always made sure, are you free to work, or are you trying to do everything with that little chip on your shoulder saying to the world, I can do it all. I, you know, not really being happy about it, kind of being, you know, a little snobby about it, that everything lands on my shoulders. Nobody understands how much I have to do. You know, not people really kind of run away from people like that. They really don't have very many friends because people don't really like a martyr. That's not really something fun. And so instead, hiring someone to do the jobs that you don't need to do. Does someone else put labels on your product? Does someone else package up your orders? Does someone else even deliver them? You know, are you free to hold new appointments, new facials, new skincare classes, getting new recruits? Are you free to do that every single day to do new things that are growing your unit, growing your unit. And so find out that you are free to do those things. So then when the things that you need to do and need to be at, you can be there without any guilt because you have hired people to do the other thing. And then the third F is to fix what's bugging you. What is it that bugs you? Do you spend all of your time thinking how heavy you are, that you need to lose some weight? Then start exercising. Start eating less. You know, what is it that's that's obsessing in your mind? You know, it might be that your office is a mess and you can't even get across to fill an order, so you don't even want to start doing any Mary Kay because you can't even figure out where things are. So can you fix that? Can you take a day, an afternoon, and clean out your office and get everything streamlined so you're ready to work? What is it that you need to fix? For me, what I had to work on was my self-esteem. My attitude was I didn't believe I deserved a pink Cadillac. I didn't believe that I deserved the success. But then, because I had little girls at home, and Mary Kay made me put those posters up that I wanted a pink Cadillac, and my girls would look at those posters, I felt my girls deserved to have those pink Cadillacs. They deserved a mother who had done what she said she was going to do. And so I had to trick my brain to get out of that low self-deserve level. And even today, every single day, even as a national sales director, I still work on that deserve level. I don't know. I guess the little girl inside of all of us just never goes away. And I don't know, maybe that's the case. But for me, I still work on it every single day. I listen to CDs. I read books. Mary Kay said, whatever book you want to read, put it in your bathroom. And that for a few seconds when you sit down every single day, pick up that book and read just a line, a sentence, a page. And so don't think you might get to it, but when it's there, you'll read it or listen to it every single day. And I still do that. My bathroom looks like a library of self-help books. And on my counter in my bathroom is a CD player where I listen to CDs every single morning. My husband, when he meets someone, he can hear their voice and say, "Oh, you're Pam Shaw. I've been listening to you in my bathroom every single day. I know your voice. So glad to meet you." And so that's how much that I listen to CDs all the time, every day. Rarely do I have a day that I don't listen to someone to help me get rid of my own deserve level. Because what I know is if I'm thinking about me, I'm not thinking about someone else. I'm not thinking about how can I help someone else because I'm too busy saying how I don't deserve it. And so that is self-centered, and that doesn't work. And so I don't want to be known for being the most self-centered person in the world. I want to be known for the person who helped the most people win Cadillacs. And so I have to get out of myself, and to be able to do that, I have to work on my self-esteem, because without that, I don't want to move forward at all. And so Mary Kay has taught me that, and I am so grateful for that. I truly am. So anyway, that's the end of what I have to share. I really don't know that much more about Mary Kay. All I do know is that it's a privilege to work in a company where you get to put God first in your life and your family second and your job third. It's an honor and a privilege to have a job where you get to go to work every day and you love what you do. And I just am thrilled to have friends who call me on the phone and say, "Will you be on a conference call for me?" that they trust me enough that I would say something to their people. What an honor and privilege it is. So Cindy, thank you for allowing me to be on the call. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas and holiday with you and your family, and I hope huge blessings chase you down. So thank you.
Thank you. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Thank you. I just unmuted myself. I always have that thought, is this going to work? I've taken pages and pages of notes, and, you know, I was blessed that I joined the company 32 years ago and got to sit under Doretha, your senior national, many times in classes. Loved her pragmatism. You know, mm-hmm. She's just so practical, and just appreciate her legacy, and I see that in you. Do you have just a few minutes in case anyone has a question?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You'll have to *6 to unmute yourself. In the meantime, I'm going to stop the recording as they do that.